You're listening to SBS News.
Last week, trials for AstraZeneca and Oxford University vaccine recommenced in the United States after being suspended for 6 weeks. If all goes well, 3.8 million doses could be available as early as next year. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt is optimistic about the development.
We're in a fortunate position. We have a protein-based medicine in terms of AstraZeneca. That remains on track for first quarter commencement.
But there is no guarantee that will happen. While Australia has also made a deal to secure and produce the CSL and University of Queensland vaccine, there are 165 other vaccine trials globally. The federal budget, released earlier this month, is based on forecasts that assume a population-wide Australian COVID-19 vaccination program is in place by late 2021. Physical distancing restrictions are to remain in place until a vaccine is available. Several vaccine trials around the world are in the final phases. Sanjaya Sananaika, an infectious diseases specialist at the Australian National University, says there is lots of uncertainty.
We don't know which vaccines are going to work. That even the AstraZeneca one, it's in its phase three trials, but we don't know if the phase three trials will show that it is effective in the end.
Another kind of vaccine that is showing promising signs is what's called messenger RNA.
The mRNA or messenger RNA type of vaccine doesn't involve a virus or a protein as such, but in fact genetic material. So in this case, messenger RNA being injected into the body and creating an immune response.
The federal government has warned that if that kind of vaccine is successful, it would take much longer to roll out. Australia's Industry, Science and Technology Minister, Karen Andrews, has told the ABC that although vaccine rollout may take longer than anticipated, work will be done as quickly as possible.
I would hope that we would be able to do it in about the 9 month to 12-month timeframe, but I think we need to be really conscious that with a vaccine, there are a lot of variables in there. So we don't have the vaccine proven at this point in time. We don't know what the base for that vaccine is going to be. No. So we're trying to prepare across a wide range.
Labor has argued the federal government is failing to take into consideration the dozens of candidates available worldwide. Mr. Hunt says he is encouraged by Australia's involvement with the International COVAX facility, in which the country has invested $120 million.
So we have a pipeline of vaccines. In addition to that, we have the COVAX facility. COVAX means we're part of an international grouping which allows us access to about 25.5 million units of any of the potentially successful medicines. So we're actually in a strong place for commencing delivery in the first quarter of next year.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.